Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Hey everybody, it's Brendan. In this episode, I'd like to share with you one of the number one secrets to increasing your happiness, your fulfillment, your satisfaction with life, and I would even argue your success materially in life. You know, people often ask, you know, Brendan, you get to work with all these amazing people. What's the difference between those who are striving and succeeding at the topest levels, but also fulfilled and happy? Because you and I both know successful people who are miserable, right? They're not doing things that they care about, or they are, but they're burning themselves to the ground or not finding themselves in their work, and they're just frustrated and they're disappointed, even though they're working really hard. So as a high performance coach, I've had the blessing to work with so many extraordinarily top level world-class experts and thought leaders, the people who really succeed at the top levels of all their industries. And here's a secret that I have found about them. They have a consistent application of what I would call creative expression in their life. What do I mean? What I mean by that is, you know, they're people who really bring their full personality and focus into their work, into their life, and you can see it, you can feel it, it's palpable. They're people you would describe and say, like, you know what? She's so unique.
That person is so themselves. It seems like they're really true to themselves. It feels like their spirit is so alive. There's something about them, and I call that creative expression. They're expressing who they truly are in a creative and consistent way. Matter of fact, if you read my book, The Charge, it's a book about the 10 human drives that make us feel alive. And there's 5 baseline drives and 5 sort of forward drives, or more advanced conscious drives. And one of them is this aspect of creative expression. We all have the drive as human beings to express who we truly are and to pursue things that we truly find passion for and enjoyment of. But when we stop doing either of those two things, we're not ourselves, and we're not expressing who we are in our work to achieve who we want to become and achieve what we want to have in life, then we start to struggle. So let's assess this in your life. Let's just work through a couple areas of your life to see, are you really creatively expressing who you really are? Is you coming out in your daily life? So let's look at your relationships and your conversations specifically. If you thought about the conversations you have with people in the last couple weeks, do you feel like when you're having those conversations, the real you is showing up and you're creatively expressing yourself? You're sharing your thoughts, your ideas, your dreams, your goals, your vision for who you are, for what life could be, for where you could go? Or do you feel like in your conversations, you're just like, nah. You're going through the motions. You're not bringing any vitality, enthusiasm, joy, spirit into those conversations. Do you just sit there like a bump on the log, or are you really engaged in those conversations, in sharing your ideas, your thoughts, your feedback? Now, believe it or not, this has nothing to do with your whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, because that personality sort of, I would say almost myth, where people say, oh, I'm always an introvert, I'm always an extrovert. It's not necessarily true. We found, if anything, in psychology, that context matters. An introvert can become an extrovert in certain situations. I become an extrovert when I'm on stage in front of a lot of people, but then I have to retract afterwards and recover. So I ride that line between extrovert and introvert. So it's not a conversation about personality style. It's a conversation about will. Are you willing your true self to show up on a continual basis in your conversations? Or is somebody else showing up? I mean, are you putting on a face and being who you think you're supposed to be in your conversations? To being appropriate, to being professional, to be buttoned up? Or is it you that is showing up in your meetings? Is it you who's showing up at lunch? Are people looking around and saying, you know what, she's really herself? Are people seeing you and watching you and say, you know what, that person is really unique, whether they like it or not, it's you. Ask yourself that and start challenging yourself, willing yourself into that next level of creative of expression in all your communications. I mean, I have to challenge myself in these videos to be fully me, because it's easy to get trapped into a pattern or a rhythm that isn't me, because I see so many other videos, I watch so many other things, I meet so many people. It's easy to gobble up everybody and conform to who they are. But as John F. Kennedy said, conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. Be you, be yourself, and really bring that into your conversations on a consistent basis. Will yourself to do that, and you'll be happier. Secondly, let's look at your house. Like, if I walked around your house with you, does that house feel like you? I mean, does the furniture, the things on the wall, the order of the house, does it feel like you? Have you put your unique touches to your house? If you have not yet, you're not living a creatively expressed life yet. And some people say, well, Brendan, I'm just not into interior design or something like that. It's nothing to do with that. Your home is somewhere where you spend most of your life. And if it's not a reflection of you, don't blame finances. Don't blame the structure of the house. Blame that you have not taken the time to put your fingerprints around that house. Blame that you just haven't given attention to expressing yourself through the material things around you in life. Look, your house and your work area should be a reflection of yourself. Like this place that we're in right now, this is a reflection of me. I said, you know what? I want a place that's open, that's bright, that's buoyant, that generates creativity and joy for me. So I hunted this place that I'm shooting this video in. I looked all these different areas until I found this one. I walked in and said, this could be me right here. And then I started designing it so it could be me. Even though I have no idea about design, I know nothing about any of that, I just thought, it needs to be a reflection of me. I need to make that happen in my life. Otherwise, where's the evidence I ever showed up? Next, I really want you to think about your mission, your work. How much creative expression is showing in your work? So if you created a PowerPoint or a keynote presentation lately, how creative was that presentation? And don't give me, oh, I just slapped it together because I'm always busy and I'm under a lot of stress and my timelines are short. No, that could be true for one project or two. But over the span of your work, how creative expressed have you been? And if you haven't been, don't blame your boss. Don't blame your work. Don't blame anything other than your inability to have the will to do it. And I really mean that with true respect to you. A lot of people fool themselves and they take the victim role in life. Well, you don't understand my boss, Brendan. No, I've had bad bosses too. Your boss has nothing to do with how much you creatively express yourself. And if you believe it's true, then you're just living in fear. He's like, well, I can't. If I creatively express myself, I'll be fired. Then you know what? Go get your ass fired. It will be the best thing that'll ever happen in your entire life. Because you know what? Then you'll say, okay, well, what's true for me? Well, if you're getting rejected because you're being who you truly are and adding the value you know you creatively can do, then guess what? That's just a divine indication that you need to go find another level of community. If you're being rejected for being creative, then you're in the wrong place. You need to find a new community, a new job, a new role. Do it responsibly, but start seeking right now a place where you can truly express your art, your ideas, your mind, your vision. Otherwise, you know what you'll feel like at the end of your life? A cog. You feel like you just went with the flow, you did what everybody else expected of you. You never brought your mind, your spirit, your genius, that divine spark that says, you know what, I'm unique. You never brought that into your work and you will regret it. And I say that with respect, because I've sat with people at the end of their lives who look back and thought, I wish I brought more of me to life. You know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Here you are, just you. There's only one of you. Your ideas are unique. Even if you don't feel like they are. The way that you express them, the way that you believe in them, the way that you pursue them, that's gonna be unique than anybody else. So bring more creative expression to your work and then you get to experience a little bit more of those joys of life. And then the last piece is be creative about how you are role modeling and leaving a legacy. What do I mean? Look, each of us shows up in a certain way, and we have to think about how we show up and the legacy that we leave. When I started this show, you know, I wanted to do something different. Everybody else was interviewing a bunch of people, but they weren't really ever sharing their heart, their soul, what they thought about life. They were looking for wisdom outside themselves, and I think that's fine. I think those formats are great, but I said, I want to leave something different. I didn't know what it was, but I said, well, I'll just try to think of what would be the best of what I could share about life and about myself. And I challenge myself to make that part of this show, and I hope you enjoy it. But you know, I know a lot of people who go through their whole lives, they're always interviewing, talking to other people, but they've never got articulate about sharing what they feel about life. They weren't creative in thinking about the real legacy you're going to leave is your words, your thoughts, your relationships, your unique contributions. So pursue those things boldly. Pursue those things with consistency. Pursue those things in a way that you'll be happy at the end of your life. You can look back and say, you know what? I was creative. I brought the best of me. I expressed my thoughts, my feelings, my needs, my desires, my vision for life. If you'll do that, you'll feel a new, renewed energy come into your life. You'll feel what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing
with Brendon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network, but we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendon. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendon from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area. If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.